This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado Democratic Representative Jason Crow voted against a temporary extension of the foreign surveillance law. So did every other Colorado Democratic House member. Crow has voted to extend the law in the past, but he says he's worried about reports that the administration is skirting oversight requirements. Crow added the administration has sidelined Democrats.
They need us to come to the table to help pass this. Zero talks, zero outreach, no engagement, no in briefings. Like when we passed this 2 years ago, we made this a bipartisan issue because that's what it needs to be.
Several House Republicans, including Lauren Boebert, voted against the bill over the lack of a warrant requirement. And Colorado River experts testified in D.C. this week, briefing senators on the dire situation for water supply. State leaders are still without a plan for managing the river, despite a fast-approaching summer deadline. Amy Haas is with the Colorado River Authority of Utah. She compared the situation to dropping water levels at the nation's second-largest reservoir.
The window to solve this without lawyers, judges, and generational damage to basin relationships is shrinking faster than Lake Powell.
Utah and its allies have not proposed a new plan to manage the river. States that have volunteered to take mandatory cutbacks include Arizona, California, and Nevada. And it's 9:06, and this is CPR News and KRCC.